good evening and welcome to episode 64 of the Story Song Podcast. I'm Chris.
Oh, wait a freaking minute. It's not episode 64 at all. 64?
It's 55. I thought it
was 63.
The last one. 55. What is... This one's 55.
Numbers. Yes. Come on. I want everyone to know.
That's it. You've done it now. You only get one answer. I've got to take your first answer.
I'm serious. You don't get another go.
Okay. Welcome to the Story Song Podcast. What are you doing there?
Extracting. How did you hear? I've got a little...
You shouldn't use a claw. Never put anything in your ear because
I've used a claw.
Well, yeah, back on. Never put anything in your ear bigger than your elbow. And the reason they say that is because your elbow.
Chris, we've had this discussion. In fact, you can hear that discussion on the Vapidity podcast out now by James and Chris. But it's piling up the charts.
I've forgotten about that.
How is it? About what we talked about as well. Right, come on. Give us a clue, you fuck.
Okay. I do like charades. Mind you, it's not so good for the listener, is it?
You do charades. No, not really.
But basically, how many words are there?
There's two, because he's got two fingers on. Do charades on the fucking radio. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, you can, right. But it's song.
Right, two words.
The second word is... Cyril Sneer was part of them.
Oh, right. Now, Cyril Sneer was from the army, not the raccoons.
Who?
Raccoons. This is a raccoon. Rocky Raccoon. Yeah. We're doing Rocky Raccoon.
Yes. Do you know it?
Yeah, of course I do.
I've never heard of it.
Never. What? You're joking.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of Rocky Raccoon, have you? But from the White Album, no less.
Never heard of it.
You heard of the White Album?
It's all right.
Flipping heck. Right, okay, well, that's a good choice. Shall
Did
I get
a red album? Did they do a red one?
No. People called it the Red and Blue Albums, but they were just like Greatest Hits album. The White Album is an actual album.
Did you say Crazy Sister albums then?
No, I didn't. And where are your headphones? This is why you can't hear anything.
What do you mean? I can hear everything.
What do you mean?
Right. I mean, should I have headphones? Oh, that's a bit.
My God. We talked about this last time. Let's not go through that again. Jesus.
We've never talked about this before.
We have last time. I went to great lengths. Or maybe it was about the microphone. I can't remember.
It might have been someone else you were talking to.
I hope so.
I don't blame you.
Right, let's go. Tell us some fucking facts about it. Give us some facts.
There's not that many, but it was primarily written by Paul McCartney, although credited to the Lennon-McCartney partnership. McCartney began writing the song.
It's quite handy that he can say he did most of it now that Lennon's dead, isn't it? Carry on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Where the Beatles were studying transcendental meditation in the early months of 1968. Keith Lemon's brother, John Lennon, and Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan, who joined the Beatles on their retreat. I didn't know about that, but that bit is true. Donovan joined them on their retreat.
Yeah, and railway enthusiast Ringo Thomas Tankard was there.
Ringo Pease.
Carry on.
Anyway, let's let the song sing for itself.
Oh, flipping out. Is that your facts? Right, well, it's sped along quite nicely. Right, so we're in America. A land of hope and glory.
Dakota.
Yeah, have you been?
No.
No. Okay, I have.
Have you?
I've been to North and South Dakota, yeah. Thanks for asking. Right, and okay, so we got Rocky Raccoon, who's our hero of the piece, I should have imagined, and his woman, don't know if it's his wife, but ran off with another guy and hit Rocky in the eye. That's not very nice. Bad enough, he's sucking his wife. Punched him in the eye. Have you ever been hit in the eye?
Probably.
You cannot remember? I remember that.
I've been hit in the eye a few times.
So put, I don't think they sell pop idols in your rooms, do they? Do you remember?
I don't think they sell pop idol in the rooms. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, yeah. There's pop idol playing live in every room that you go in. No, Bibles. They don't have Bibles anymore, do they?
I think some do. But they all did. It was a traditional thing. There's always be a copy of the Bible.
Have you ever read the Bible?
No. I've seen lots of them when you're younger, but like not.
What do you mean when you're younger?
I don't know. They were just ever there, and like, but I don't see them anymore.
In churches, maybe. There's a few churches.
Yeah, but they were in hotel rooms and I think more places. But you know.
So did you go to a lot of hotel rooms when you were younger then?
No, but I think not that long ago they used to be in there, but now they're not.
But I think maybe America still has quite a few. All right, yeah. So
in America, but I think it's a trend that's changing. That's all. I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm not saying it's either.
Well, yeah, don't have an opinion for fuck's sake.
Who's this?
Yeah, it's the Beatles, but they're putting on a voice, aren't they? So there's a couple of problems. One, they're putting on a voice, which is, you know, an American voice.
Have you not got YouTube?
Paul McCartney doing it. That's Paul McCartney. Listen, I don't think this is their finest hour, really.
I think you played the wrong one.
It's not the wrong one, it's the right one. Oh.
No. YouTube, the remastered Beatles version. Trust me.
Hold on a minute.
Not them.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
My song, you fucker. What do you mean it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter. It's your song. I did well on mine. You know.
The problem with the Beatles is they've been overdone.
Putting Rocky Raccoon, the Beatles, whatever. And
I know how to do it.
It's got a white background and it's remastered in brackets 2009. Can you see it?
We don't have to have the exact one.
Yeah, we do. We do. That's the one.
There's what? Well, I'm sure there's more than one Rocky Raccoon. Yeah, but, fucking internet.
Yeah, but there's more than one car. This is the version I want for my fucking episode.
Well, you should get a fucking... Right, what's it called then? What's it called?
It's called Rocky Raccoon, and then in brackets, remastered, space 2009, as in just the four numbers. Rocky Raccoon. And then
I got it.
2009.
It won't have any lyrics. You understand this, don't you?
Yes.
Haven't got any lyrics.
It's fine. Had broken his dreams by stealing a
girl of his fancy. In fairness, it does sound a lot better, more like
it's loads better. I've listened to. It's the one you played was terrible. Have you played it from the start?
No. We're not doing it all again. Not much has happened anyway. He's in the hotel room, he's going to shoot the legs off this guy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil. But everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the... Right, I've got a look at it.
You know what?
He's making it up as a girl. Yeah, I've got some chocolate.
Ah. So you.
I'd like to say it was left over from Easter.
You probably shouldn't stuff a load of chocolate in your mouth just before you're going to start talking.
I didn't know Paul McCartney was going to write such a shit lyric. Frankly, but I can't remember what it is now because I can't see them. But it's just making up words as it goes along, I think.
I think you're wrong. It's a fucking story.
It's a good one. If you listen, you need to understand it. If you don't
understand it,
you're not going to enjoy it because there's more to it.
Is there? Tell me, without spoiling the rest of the song, what more there is to this?
No, oh, yeah, you're right. Crack on.
Exactly. Next room at the hoedown. A rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, "Daddy boy, this is our showdown." But Daniel was hot. He. So what it reminds me of? Ernie, the fastest milk cart in the West.
Does it?
A little bit, because they have a showdown in there.
What, well, musically, the song?
No, the bit where they have a showdown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining Benny Hill now, instead of Paul McCartney. Too fast and sharp and rocky collapsed in the wind.
Where, you know, he runs red quicker at the beginning and the end. Yeah, chasing him. All the nude ladies in
Remington. With a load of busty women chasing him. Say what?
What's that? Episode tonight, right? I mean, it's like the. Keep seeing it, there's just like girls scantily clad wearing next to nothing, and it's like the baddies are there, like watching them, and they're all looking at them, and it's just like, oh god, it's like, ain't
so
that
obviously
fucking
we don't approve of, yeah, exactly. We don't approve of things like that anymore, do we? Apparently, I was trying to find a picture of,
well,
I was trying to find a
picture now, what he was,
I was trying to, cool. I was trying to find a picture on the internet. To explain to Roberto what a page three girl was, because he wouldn't.
Samantha Fox, she is the.
No, but it's like finding dynamite in a dust factory, a flour in a bakery. It's hard to find.
I remember reading this. Well, I used to deliver newspapers and had a paper. And
oh, did you do that? No, what do you were late for work?
No, I was much younger, but you'd see it, honestly, page three, it was just like that. It was printed, and the print on the paper as well, because it's obviously the size of a, you know, well, obviously a page three, it's A3 sort of thing. It's like, ooh, that's big. This big picture.
You shouldn't have been messing with merchandise, mate. Stinking of gin and proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you missed your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." Right, so it's all gone downhill quickly while we've been talking about paper rounds. He's been shot a bit like Benny Hill when he got that rock cake caught him underneath his heart.
Yeah.
So what do we think? Not a lot to say. It's a bit like paper thin, this story.
Well, we're not there yet, are we?
Oh, it won't be long. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. right. Well, I'm not. Look, I thought the songs were right. It doesn't go very well.
Hold on a minute. There's a big twist at the end. The fucking story.
Hold on. What's the twist? That Gideon was a real person.
Bible, didn't he? He finds it Gideon in the Bible because he's like.
He finds it at the start of the song.
Yeah, exactly. That's the story.
What? Have I missed something here?
Oh, James.
Are you looking on the internet to try and find out the meaning? Because there is no meaning. He went to get this guy. In his hotel room, there was a Bible, like we were talking about. And then
he was like, there.
Are you thinking he was like an angel, like Highway to Heaven?
Oh, do you remember that on telly? And his friend with a beard. He had the massive head. He had a head like a flower, didn't he? It's like a rose. It was like...
Because he looked a bit like David Koresh. It was another cult leader, wasn't he? But that guy had to wander around with him. And he could do magic, but only when he every now and then. He couldn't do it handily.
Yeah. It wasn't like...
Because he couldn't abuse his god power. Because God would be angry. Unless he was impressing a girl. He'd always do something to impress a girl.
Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched. Do you remember Bewitched? The 60s series. Have you seen it?
Of course I've seen them all. But...
We've never talked about it, but I used to watch it as a student. It was brilliant. Bewitched.
What do you mean we've never talked about that? When would you have come up with the conversation?
No. There's no reason
now
for
we
it.
Have.
She has now. She has now.
Take that off. I'm up with it. Do you remember?
Elizabeth Montgomery. You're like,
do you remember?
We're going to use that.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah. Is it the same ilk? I get the two confused.
And do you know who dreamt of Jeannie?
Hold on. Oh, give me a choice of five. Hold on. The Dan something show. Didn't he write it?
No, it's not that. Think again. Who dreamt of Jeannie? I'll give you a clue. Oh no. Well,
give me a choice. Give me a choice of five.
Okay. Is it J.R. Ewing? J.R. Ewing? J.R. Ewing or Larry Hagman?
Larry Hagman, the Larry Hagman show.
That's it. There we go. JR, you
know what's
the show. Right, so, shit's on.
He's a bit like the fact, I imagine Jim Carrey aimed himself on Larry Hagman. Or not.
I think he aimed himself a bit on Andy Kaufman. Because have you seen Man of the Moon and the documentary that goes with it?
Yes, I watched it years ago at yours, I think.
And what about a documentary that goes with it? No, that's the answer to that.
Don't think so.
Check it out. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about Rocky Raccoon. So come on, let's do the tropes, shall we?
Yes.
So, does somebody die? Are we assuming he dies at the end or not? It's ambiguous.
Yeah, I think so.
Is there a twist? Well, you said there was, but actually there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
What? Because Gideon had tripped out.
You know what? No, not him. That's not what I'm about. Dick York.
What? Dick you mean York. We're back on the lower head of the
thing. I'm not on about what I'm looking for and where I'd like to go. I'm saying Dick York was the actor.
Right, let's carry on because I've got to finish. Right, is there a moral to the story? No.
Yeah, well, no.
What?
Don't go around shooting someone just because...
That's a good moral.
Shot ...and punching the other. Maybe don't shoot him. Or go around trying to shoot him. If it's quite rightly, don't do... what do you call them again?
Come on. Jesus Christ.
When you walk away with a gun behind a pistol, don't do a shootout at someone because it's just not worth it. You probably shouldn't.
Don't shoot anyone or hurt anybody, please.
Yeah, but you said is there a moral to the story? don't go around threatening or shooting people.
I guess. Does it push the boundaries of believability? Not really. Imagine those Bibles are hard to come by now.
It didn't just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, no, 10 years pre-COVID.
Okay, is somebody cheating? Yes. Is revenge involved? Yes. Is there a telephone involved? Did someone call him up? No. Is it a country song? It sounds a bit like a country song.
Yeah.
I'll give it a guess. Yeah. Is there a sex worker involved? No. And is it based on a true story? No, but it has got 5 out of 10, which means it is a super troper. Because I think 6 of 10 is too high. They never get it, so we get 5 now. It's gone down. We've lowered the stakes.
That's right. I worked really hard to get that one. And I didn't even know it before I researched it. Do you know what I was looking for tonight? In fact, mind you, I might play it again another time. But I know what's going to happen. I'm going to completely forget what it is. And then, oh, shit. Like what happened this time. I'm going to go, oh, it's so-and-so. What is it again? And I just keep forgetting every time. So every time I remember one that's good, I remember it for about an hour or two afterwards and then completely forget it.
You should make a little note of it.
Should do. I should email myself. Story some podcast.
So let's, come on, let's score it. Three! 7?
What?
You've given it the same score as the other one, Joe Lee, and the Coat of Many Colours from...
Which one? It's a story
it was
about
a month
what
ago.
Happened. All yours was about. Hold on a minute. I'm not saying because they quite like yours, but basically, she was funny, but you know, she was happy with that. That's it.
Well, it tells a better story than yours. Well, let's let the scores decide, shall we? Okay, so that gives it a 10.
Well, no, we can't. You obviously shot it down.
I haven't obviously done anything. But oh, look, it's quite low down for a change. It's number 29th with, oh, Watching You, mine. Matt Stork, Men and Matt Stork, Cats and Dogs, mine. Johnny Remember Me, mine. So now there's one of yours there.
Johnny Remember Me.
That's a good song, that.
All I will remember you.
Do you want to know, shall I remind you, what is the top and bottom of our leaderboard of all time? Shall I tell you?
Please.
All right, so I'll tell you. Well, the bottom one is The Land of Make Believe and The Mississippi Squirrel, which I think is a bit harsh. That's a brilliant story song. But the top 10 is as follows.
The Mississippi Squirrel, that's the one in the church, wasn't it?
Yeah, you marked that really low. If we marked it again, it'd be much higher.
I think it was the way you delivered it. Honestly, because it's a good story. No. Yeah.
Right, so in number 8. We've got Escape, the Pina Colada song, Harper Valley PTA, Common People and Skater Boy. In at number 6...
Are these all at number 8 in the most popular of what?
No, it's ranking number 8 because it doesn't do, because some are double, aren't they? At number 6, we've got Austin and All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. At number 4, we've got Ernie, the Fastest Milkman in the West and Tell Laura I Love Her. At number 2, we've got Hello, This is Joni and Twas the Night Before Christmas for some reason. And at number 1, we have got... What is it, Chris? Do you know? The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, right.
So there we go. Mm. Right. Well, as much fun as that's been, it's over. But
reckon,
no tears.
I reckon 100% of both listeners are asleep.
I hope they've listened to the advert. We won't get our money.